There's an ongoing armed conflict in Amhara region since August this year. And these instances that we cited of heavy artillery shelling, including drone shelling, indiscriminate shelling of residential areas, are just those instances that we've been able to confirm, James. It's not a complete account of all that has happened over the past 3 months, because we haven't been able to go in person and investigate. And this requires serious investigation.
You mentioned house-to-house search. Why are the Ethiopian security forces going house-to-house searching? What are they searching for?
Well, these instances of extrajudicial killings are credible reports we've received from families of victims and eyewitnesses and other sources of information. And these searches usually happen looking for members of the armed group that the government security forces are fighting in the region. The reasons that they give them is you're harboring armed group members, you support the armed group, you give information to the armed group, you have weapons, hand over your weapons. We've heard gunshots in this area, give us the information. These are some of the things that the members of the government security forces that are carrying out these extrajudicial killings are telling the victims.
Now, your commission is sanctioned by the government. I mean, the government knows you exist. Yes. So did you approach the Ethiopian government about this latest report that you have? And what did the government say?
Yes, all our statements and reports go through rigorous information collaboration process. And as part of that, of course, we always ask. We've also indicated in the statements that some of these sources are government sources themselves. Yes, we will continue to follow up with government officials to follow up on some of our recommendations. James.
Really helped me to understand, because we thought the conflict had ended. So where did this conflict come from now?
Yes, James, this is another region. This is Amhara, which is still in the northern region. And this is a conflict that has escalated since August 4th. James. It's a different region than the Tigray. Yes, it's in Amhara. It's still in the northern part of Ethiopia.
And how would you describe the fighting there?
Well, it's a full-fledged armed conflict, that's for sure. And there's an armed group on one side, and there's government forces on the other side. All the zones of the region have been affected by conflict, either ongoing still or that has ended. Several areas have been changing hands. They've been controlled for some time by the armed group and then changing hands back to government security forces. So, yes, it's colossal and it's very concerning, very alarming.